Hello, and welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Cami Culpepper, the Family and Connections Minister here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. We're excited to be in a series we're calling In His Steps, Your Life Has Meaning. As you listen to these devotionals, our prayer is that you would find your meaning by being deeply rooted in the love of Christ as you learn to walk in His steps.
You're listening to Day 12 of In His Steps. Today's title is The Paradox of the Christian Life. Charles Spurgeon said, "No life can surpass that of those who quietly continue to serve God in the place where Providence has placed them." Our text today is Matthew 16, 25. "For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." A paradox is a statement or proposition that, despite sound reasoning from acceptable premises, leads to a conclusion that seems logically unacceptable or self-contradictory. It often reveals a deeper truth or highlights an underlying complexity in a situation. Paradoxes are frequently used in literature, philosophy, and rhetorical discourse to provoke thought, challenge conventional wisdom, and encourage readers or listeners to reconsider their understanding of a concept. The word paradox derives from the Greek paradoxon, meaning contrary to expectation or beyond belief. This etymology reflects the nature of paradoxes, which often defy our expectations and invite a deeper investigation into their meaning and implications. In Matthew 16:25, Jesus gives us a paradox about life. Robert Mount states, "Verse 25 represents the supreme paradox of Christian discipleship. If a person tries to save his life, that is, abandon the way of total self-sacrifice, he or she will lose it. If, however, he will lose his life for Christ, he will find it." The immediate temptation is to look after one's physical well-being, but when that becomes the dominant goal of existence, true life is forfeited. This verse is essential to understanding the call to serve Jesus over seeking to serve yourself. In fact, this statement is found in four variations in all four of the Gospels. Notice the following. Matthew 10:39 reads, "Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Mark 8:35 says, "For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it." Luke 17:33 reads, "Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will keep it." And John 12:25 states, "Whoever loses his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life." Bruce Barton explains Jesus' paradox. The Greek word for life is psuche, referring to the soul, the part of the person that includes the personality with all its dreams, hopes, and goals. A person who saves his or her life in order to satisfy desires and goals apart from God ultimately loses life. Not only does that person not receive the eternal life offered only to those who believe and accept Christ as Savior, but he or she loses the fullness of the life promised to those who believe. By contrast, those who willingly lose their lives for the sake of Christ and the gospel, that is God's kingdom, actually save their lives. To lose one's life for Christ refers to a person refusing to renounce Christ, even if the punishment were death. To lose one's life for the gospel implies that the person would be on trial for preaching and circulating the Christian message. To be willing to put personal desires and life itself into God's hands means to understand that nothing we can gain on our own in our earthly lives can compare to what we gain in Christ. Jesus wants us to choose to follow him rather than to lead a life of sin and self-satisfaction. He wants us to stop trying to control our own destiny and let him direct us. This makes good sense, because as the Creator, Christ knows better than we do what real life is about. He asks for submission, not self-hatred. He asks us only to lose our self-centered determination to be in charge. The possibility of losing their lives was very real for the disciples, as well as for Jesus. Real discipleship implies real commitment, pledging our whole existence to His service. If we try to save our physical lives from death, pain, or discomfort, we may risk losing our true eternal lives. If we protect ourselves from pain, we begin to die spiritually and emotionally. Our lives turn inward, and we lose our intended purpose. When we give our lives in service to Christ, however, we discover the real purpose of living. Don't lose your life by trying so hard to hold on to your worldly wishes and desires. Serve God and others, and grab hold of the true meaning of life. Now consider these questions. How does this verse run contrary to our worldly nature? In what ways does living out Matthew 16:25 start with a Christ-like perspective? How do you move from being self-serving to serving your Savior? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.